भद्रं कर्णेभिश्रुणुयामदेवाः भद्रं पश्येमाक्षभिर्यजत्राः स्थिरैरङ्गैस्तुष्टुवागुंसस्तनूभिः यशेमदेवहितं यदायुः स्वस्ति न इन्द्रो वृद्धश्रवाः स्वस्ति नः पूषा विश्ववेदाः स्वस्ति नस्तार्क्षो अरिष्टनेमिः स्वस्ति नो बृहस्पतिर्दधातु ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः।
We have completed the Kaivalya Upanishad. This is the fourth Upanishad. First we saw Mundaka Upanishad, then Keno Upanishad, then Katho Upanishad, and the last one is Kaivalya Upanishad. This Kaivalya Upanishad has got this name, the title, because this Upanishad gives Kaivalyam. Kaivalyam means moksham. Kevalasya bhavaha Kaivalyam. Kevala means only one. That is the literal meaning. Kevala means that alone, anartham. Forget about Tamil Kevala. In Sanskrit, Kevala means that alone is there. That alone means what? Brahman alone is there. There is no second thing. That means non-dual Brahman. Kevala means what? Secondless, non-dual, Advaitam, Brahman. By studying that non-dual Brahman, one own up that Brahman as himself or herself. That is called moksha or liberation. Recognizing that non-dual, secondless Brahman, Ahamasmi. Whoever study this Upanishad, Kaivalya Upanishad, they all will get this knowledge. Aham, secondless, non-dual, limitless, desha kala parichinna rahitaha aham brahma asmi jnanam prapnoti. Time-wise limitation is not there, space-wise limitation is not there. No other object can limit, because there is no other object, real object to limit the Brahman. That Brahman I am, therefore I am free from space-wise limitation, time-wise limitation, and no second thing is there to limit me. Which me? O.C. My real nature, O.C. This Upanishad belong to that Atharvana Veda, which is the fourth Veda, Atharvana Veda. Since it belong to the Atharvana Veda, the Shanti Pata also belong to that Atharvana Veda only, that is Bhadram Karanebhi Shrunayama Devaha. Shanti Pata meant for Vigna Nivaranartham, to remove all obstacles which are possible to come in the study of scriptures. There are many obstacles may come at the body level. Therefore, the seeker, the student are asking for health. Health to my own physical body. Bhadram karanebhi, to my sense organs, ears, Let my ears listen whatever is Bhadram Mangalam. Bhadram Pashyema. Let my eyes see what is auspicious. Let my organs Thiraihi Angaihi Stushtuvagam. Tanubhihi. My whole body be hale and healthy without making any noise. That is the prayer, Jnana Yogyata Prapyartham. When I have good health, when I am hale and healthy alone, I can get Jnana Yogyata, I will get Jnanam. This is the purpose of chanting Shanti Patha. Even though it is a short Upanishad, very short, only 25 mantras are there. But it is a very, very significant Upanishad. Even though Shankaracharya has not written commentary upon this Upanishad, we have taken up for our study. The reason is, it has an essential, comprehensive teaching in it. Therefore, we have chosen this Upanishad. Very beautifully presented. And easy to understand also, straight, all mantras are very straight. Therefore, we have taken up. And first mantra onwards, now we'll look into that topics one by one from first mantra onwards. So after the prayer, Karana Yogyata Prapyartham prayer. Karana Yogyata means healthy sense organs, healthy antahkaranam. And Vigna Nivrityartham prayer over. Now, exact mantras begin with the dialogue between Chaturmukha Brahma, Parameshti Brahma, and Ashvalayana. Ashvalayana is a great rishi approached Brahmaji, Chaturmukha Brahmaji. The student, teacher, both are introduced in the first line. When both of them are introduced, dialogue form it is going to take. Even though Ashvalayana is not asking many questions in between, just listening. Some Upanishads are like that. The student never interfere in the middle. In some Upanishads, like in Kathopanishad, Prashnopanishad, Chandogya Upanishad, many students will come and interfere in the middle. But some Upanishads, student just listener. Here like that, Ashvalayana approached, Adhihi Bhagavo Brahma Vidyam Varishtham. Bhagavaha, He Bhagavan, please teach me Brahma Vidya. When he approached Chaturmukha Brahma, he is very clear in artham. Parungo. He is asking for Brahma Vidya. It shows how Brahmaji has got a very good student in artham. He need not prepare the student. He need not create the interest in the student. You must get moksha. That is the Parama Purushardhani Cholla Vendiya Teva Ille. No necessity of reminding the Purushardha to a student, disciple. That means Ashvalayana is already informed, well prepared. He knows what he wants. But very rare to get such students. After coming to the classes, teacher has to teach for 5 years to create moksha purushardha in them, generally. We have to create interest in them. Oh, moksha ma, that is the aim of goal of life. Let us work for that na. When? After teacher's preparation. Okay, nothing wrong. But you see the greatness of here Brahmaji. That Brahmaji, Ashvalayana. So what are the indications of a well-informed disciple? Na, we have to see in that word itself. In the word, sadā sadbhihi sevyamānām nigūḍhām yayācīrāt sarva pāpam yapohya parātparam purusham yāti vidvān. All these words uttered by Ashvalayana, all are indications of he is a well-informed disciplined disciple. So all those points I'll put in one by one now. He wants moksha. He knows what is his goal of life, number one. Secondly, that moksha is possible through jnanam, brahma jnanam. That's why he asked brahma vidya. He is not asking computer vidya, physics vidya, or any other vidya, sangeeta vidya, gandharva vidya. He didn't ask. He asked only for brahma vidya, brahma jnanam. So the second point, that moksha is possible only through brahma jnanam. Then third point is, that moksha is possible through brahma jnanam. That brahma jnanam is available only through shastra pramanam. The third point. Through shastra pramanam alone it is possible, he knows. Shastra darpanam, just as you see the mirror, not interested in seeing mirror, but we are interested in seeing your face. None of us are interested in mirror. Every one of us see mirror for what? Todachi todachi mari. I am interested in seeing my face. Similarly, Shastra Darpanam, I am interested in, not in Kaivalya Upanishad. I am interested in to see my real nature. Therefore, I look into that Kaivalya Upanishad Darpanam. It's a mirror, Shastra Darpanam. So that must be clear. That's why he is an informed student. So moksha is possible through jnanam. Jnanam is possible only through shastra pramanam. Idi theriyanum. Not studying this, that and all, wasting time and energy. Some students like that only. They go here and there and they want to study all books and they are tired. When exactly Tattvamasi Mahavakyam comes, you know. Mahavakya time they are so tired, Swamini class ku varamudiyala anna. Yen, so busy going everywhere and tired, not taking care of the body. That is also wrong. Shastra Pramanam, Upanishad, Bhagavad Gita, Brahma Sutra. Enough to get moksha. Why other books? Why I am interested in other books at all? Long before, one student used to ask me, she used to attend my class, Swamini, can you teach me Mukunda Mala? When I am teaching Viveka Chudamani, she is asking me, teach me Mukunda Mala. See, teacher is interested in, teacher really, Shrotriya Brahmanishta, teacher is interested in teaching Brahma Vidya. For that Brahma Vidya, what books she has to teach, and she knows or he knows. I am not supposed to ask, recommend certain books. Can you teach that? Can you teach this? This is not the way. So, Shastra Pramanam is required. For Shastra Pramanam, how can I get Shastram? Through Shastra, I have to get Jnanam. Then, Shastra Pramanam is useful for me only by listening, Shravanam. He knows. The fourth point is, Shastra Pramanam is very important. Thirdly, he knows this is possible only through listening, Shravanam, not by studying myself. For one Upanishad, 10 commentaries are available. Let me read. Why unnecessary traffic la poi maatinno kashtapadano? Let me read. Ashvalayana knows, no, this is possible, this jnanam is possible, shastra can be unfolded only through shravanam, listening. Then, next, last, this is fourth, what is one? That Listening is very important. Shravanam is very important. Then he is very much informed that no, Shravanam is possible through a well-learned guru. Acharya is very important. That's why he asked, Adhihi Bhagavaha, please teach me. Such a great rishi asked, please teach me. Now what is the whole thing? He knows that he wants moksha. Then moksha is possible through jnanam. Jnanam is possible only through shastra pramanam. Shastra pramanam can be unfolded only through shravanam. Shravanam is possible only through guru. I can listen from the guru. Therefore, acharya is required. These five are very clear for him. Whole one mantra shows that. Therefore, mokshartham jnanam, jnanartham shastram, shastrartham shravanam, shravanartham acharyaha, guruhu. Like some patients, they approach doctor. Oh doctor, see I am having this type of problem. Please treat me. Please treat me. The doctor ki romba easy, no? So already he is having clear cut idea. What is his problem? He diagnoses his problem, patient. The doctor has to start only medicine, treatment. Like that Ashwalayana has diagnosed his problem. Ajnanam is the cause. Like Narada recognized in Chandogya Upanishad. Soham Bhagavaha Shochami Mam Tarayatun. Adi madri, we should ask the teacher, what is the cause for my sorrow? Why I am worrying at all? So I have to ask my teacher, please remove all these problems or worries, sorrow from me. What is required you, please give that. Surrender to the teacher. Then what Guru says, Tasmai Sahovacha, second mantra onwards. Now well, I am ready to teach you, he Ashwalayana. Upanishad says, Tasmai to such Ashwalayana. To such Ashwalayana means, who is well informed, a disciple who approached Vidhi Purvakama. With Vinayam, Shraddha, with Guru Dakshina, Phalam, and he has to go and sit in front of the Guru and listen with full respect. Not rising the head, rising eyebrows. That Shraddha Bhakti is very important. That's why second line says, Shraddha Bhakti Dhyana Yoga Davehi Tasmai Saha Uvacha. Brahmaji taught this Brahma Vidya. To whom? That Pitamaha, Brahmaji, Tata, Pitamahana, first, who? Shraddha Bhakti Dhyana Yogad Avihi. May you know that Brahman, hey Ashwalayana, Avihi. May you know. How can you know? With Shraddha Bhakti Dhyana Yogad. Shravana, Manana Nididhyasana Dvara, may you know this Brahman. Do Shravanam, resorting to full Shraddha. That means, Shastre Guru Vedanta Vakyeshu Vishwasaha Shraddha. Here Shraddha means, in so many things we have Shraddha. Here Brahmaji says, Guru Vedanta Vakyeshu Shraddha. Whatever Guru speaks, on those words, I must have Shraddha. I should not corner the words. I should not corner the teacher. I should not corner the teaching. I should not doubt the teaching. There is something wrong in my understanding. Enakku puriyalana inge da thagaraaru. Not in teacher, not in the Upanishad. Adha, therefore, Ashwalayana, may you listen with Shraddha. Never doubt the Shastra, never doubt your teacher. Until you get Brahmajnana. After you don't have any Ashraddha. First you have to develop Shraddha. Then Bhakti, now, with full devotion. And the Bhakti irukkanu. In the qualifications irukkanu first. Avare chulla irupparunga. Bhakti enna mananam pannanu. What is mananam? Shraddha means listening consistently, systematically for a length of time of Vedantic scriptures under a competent alive teacher for years together. He has to listen length of time. That is called Shravanam. இது ஃபர்ஸ்ட் சாப்டர், அங்கே செகண்ட் சாப்டர், இங்கே மூணாவது சாப்டர், அங்கே நாலு வாக்கியம், இங்கே நாலு வாக்கியம், அவங்க எல்லாரும் சொன்னது வேதாந்தம் தானே. எவ்ரிபடி டாக்கிங் பிரம்மன் ஒன்லினோ. ஓகே, லெட் மீ லிசன் என்ன. ஃப்ரம் ஏ சேம் டீச்சர் ஐ ஹாவ் டு லிசன், தென் ஓன்லி இட் வில் பி கிளியர். வெரி டிஃபிகல்ட், தட் இஸ் ஸ்ரவணம். வாட் அபவுட் மனநம்? பக்தி மீன்ஸ் வாட் ஹியர்? மனநம்னு இன்டலெக்சுவலி ஸ்ரவணம் டு ரிமூவ் அஜ்ஞானம், அஜ்ஞான நிவர்த்தியர்த்தம் ஸ்ரவணம். பாயிண்ட் நம்பர் ஒன், அஜ்ஞான நிவர்த்தியர்த்தம், டு ரிமூவ் மை செல்ஃப் இக்னரன்ஸ், ஓன்லி ஸ்ரவணம் வில் ஹெல்ப். வை லிசனிங் ஐ வில் கெட் லாட் ஆஃப் டவுட்ஸ், மை இன்டலெக்ட் கெனாட் ஆக்செப்ட் த ஃபேக்ட், தட் ஃபேக்ட் இஸ் நாட் கன்வின்ஸ் டு மீ. இன்டலெக்சுவல்லி டவுட்ஸ் வில் கம், சம்சயம். டு அந்த சம்சய நிவர்த்தியர்த்தம் ஐ ஹாவ் டு use analysis, tarkam, mimamsa. I have to analyze again and again the same what I have learned already. Mananam. Repeatedly I have to logically, reasonably, rationally I have to analyze it again and again. How? How is it? Otherwise that samshayas will not go. சம்சய சகித ஜானம் இஸ் ஆஸ் குட் ஆஸ் இக்னரன்ஸ். எ நாலெட்ஜ் வித் ஃபுல் ஆஃப் டவுட்ஸ் இஸ் இக்னரன்ஸ் ஓன்லி. எ நாலெட்ஜ் வித்தவுட் டவுட்ஸ் அலோன் இஸ் நாலெட்ஜ். தேர் ஃபோர் ஐ ஹவ் டு ரிஃப்ளெக்ட் அப்பான் த டீச்சிங் அகெயின் அண்ட் அகெயின், நாட் பை ஒன் டைம் ஆர் டூ டைம்ஸ். இஃப் ஐ லிசன் ஜஸ்ட் லைக் தட் ஐ கெட் பிரம்ம ஜானம், நோ, இட்ஸ் நாட் பாசிபிள். ஐ ஹவ் டு கெட் கன்விக்ஷன் அண்ட் ஐ ஹவ் டு ரிஃப்ளெக்ட் அப்பான் த. I should not count, 10 years ஆயிடுத்து சுவாமினி படிச்சுட்டே இருக்கேன் ஒன்றும் வரலன்னு. 10 இயர்ஸா? அது சிம்பிள், 10 மினிட்ஸ் கணக்கு. சுவாமினி 15 வருஷம் ஆயிடுச்சு, இன்னும் கொஞ்சம் கிளாரிட்டி வரல. 15 வருஷம் இது சிம்பிள், சம் மோர் இயர்ஸ் யூ ஹாவ் டு ஸ்டடி. 20 இயர்ஸ்? நோ. ஹவு லாங்? அன்டில் யூ கெட் நிஷ்டா, அன்டில் யூ கெட் கன்விக்ஷன். பண்ணிண்டே இரு, படிச்சுட்டே இருக்கணும். அதே பிரம்மன் தான், அதே தத்துவமசி தான், அதே மகா வாக்கியம் தான், பட் ஸ்டில் யூ ஹாவ் டு கண்டினியூ. அதுதான் மனநம். அப்படி பண்ணணும்னா பக்தி இருக்கணும், அது மேல அந்த சாஸ்திரம் மேல பக்தி, குரு மேல பக்தி இருந்தாதான் அந்த மனநம் பண்ண முடியும். ஆஃப்டர் சம்டைம் நோ, ஜெனரலி ஸ்டூடெண்ட்ஸ் ஆஃப்டர் லிசனிங் சம் கேசட்ஸ் தே ஃபீல் போர், நோ, தே ஃபீல் சம் டயர்ட் சம். ஆஃப்டர்வர்ட் தே ஸ்டாப் லிசனிங் கேசட்ஸ், தென் ஸ்லோலி தே ஃபீல் சோ டயர்ட், இட்ஸ் அபவ் ஹெட், தே ஸ்லோலி தே கிராஜுவலி தே ரெடியூஸ் தட் கம்மிங் டு த கிளாஸஸ், தே ஸ்டாப். Number of students come, but number of students stop. Very few students continue. Because you have to stand, withstand to that intellectual pain. There is a lot of pain inside. I have to withstand for that. Ordinary people cannot withstand. That's why dhiraha, dhiraha comes. You require tremendous mental stamina, intellectual stamina. அதர்வைஸ் பிளாக் அவுட். அதுதான் மனநம். அந்த சம்சயம் போகணும்னா ரிஃப்ளெக்ட், எகெயின் ஸ்ரவணம், எகெயின் ஸ்ரவணம், தென் தியான யோகம்னு நிதித்தியாசன, கான்டெம்ப்ளேஷன், மெடிடேஷன், டு ரிமூவ் இமோஷனல் ப்ராப்ளம்ஸ், தென் இன்டலெக்சுவல் ஸ்டாக்னேஷன். டு ரிமூவ் இன்டலெக்சுவல் ஸ்டாக்னேஷன் மனநம், டு ரிமூவ் இமோஷனல் வாசனாஸ் ப்ராப்ளம்ஸ், ராக துவேஷ, இன்ஸ்பைட் ஆஃப் லிசனிங் ஐ ஹவ் நோ டவுட்ஸ், பட் ஸ்டில் ஐ எம் நாட் கெட்டிங் ஞான ஃபலம், ஆனந்தா, தட்ஸ் நாட் கம்மிங். தெர் இஸ் சம் இமோஷனல் ராக துவேஷாஸ் ஆர் அப்ஸ்ட்ரக்டிங் த பர்சன். தேர் ஃபோர் யூ ஹாவ் டு டூ நிதித்தியாசனம். ஹே அஸ்வலாயன, ஆர் யூ ரெடி ஃபார் தீஸ் த்ரீ, ஸ்ரவணம், மனநம், நிதித்தியாசனம்? தென் ஐ எம் ரெடி டு டீச். And that's why third month he, mantra he says, third and fourth, he gives a brief teaching. This Brahma Vidya is possible not by any amount of karma, not by getting children, na prajaya, na dhanena, not by money, wealth you will not get. Then how you'll get? Tyagena, by renunciation. renounce everything, never have attachment towards your activities, worldly activities too much. Never have attachment towards family members. Never have attachment towards your possessions, money. Na karmana, na prajaya, na dhanena. But we in the family, they are all only helping you to spiritual journey. Remember that. Never lose sight of within these three. Never become workaholic. Never become putrahalik, putrihalik. Never become dhanahalik. Panam. Positions. All will disappear. Yavad vitto parjana saktaha. Therefore, tyage naike amritattvamanasah. This, where is this Brahman? Nihitam guhayam. He Ashwalayana, that Brahman is in your heart. Yatayaha vishanti. The people who put effort, take pain to study physically, they study again and again, they will attain this Brahma Vidya. For this Sunischitartha, Vedanta Vijnanam, this is called Vedanta Vijnanam, to get firm, definite knowledge, Sanyasa Yogat, Shuddha Sattvaha, fourth mantra he says. Pure-minded people will come to these Vedanta classes and they come and confirm their real nature and they get knowledge. What will happen? Brahma Lokesh Paramtakale Paramrita Parimuchyanti. They get Jivan Mukti here and they get Videha Mukti later after the fall of the body by knowing their Atma Swarupam hidden with Shravanam Mananam Nididhyasanam. From 5th shloka onwards, he is giving disciplines. That's why in Tamil they say, Tanithiruna. Learn to live alone. Always don't have duets. Pakkam yaaradu irukkana enakku. Thunai. Sanyasa means here, learn to be alone on your alone. Alone to alone, all alone. We have come alone. We have to do our spiritual sadhana alone and we have to attain alone, that's all. However much husband is near, dear children, family members, nee padi, Vedantam padi, nee cholla venda, nee padi first, you study and get jnana. Don't worry about others. Tanithirana. Taniya iru, taniya padi, and people, if they have praptam, they will come. Why we have to waste our energy unnecessarily? So, what are the disciplines he gives from 5th mantra onwards up to 10th mantra? Vivikta deshaha sukhasanastaha shuchihi samagriva shriraha. From this only Lord Krishna borrowed 6th chapter. Okay, 8 steps for sadhana, meditation. Saguna ishvara dhyanam, preparatory meditations. Sit in a solitude place. And when your mind is available, kalasthiti, calm, when mind qualitatively available, peace and relaxed, that time you sit for meditation. Saguna Ishvara Dhyanam pannu first. In line. May your body, grivam neck and head be in one line, sit straight. Atyashramastaha, be alone. Sakala Indriyani Nirudhya, withdraw all your senses. Bhaktya Swagurum Pranamya, remember your teacher before Dhyanam. Then start your sadhana. Dhyanam, first Saguna Ishvara Dhyanam. In 6th mantra he gives Nirgunam Brahman. But we will see that 7th and 8th mantras, Ekarupa Dhyanam, Vishwarupa Dhyanam. 8, 9, 10. 7, 8, 9, 7 is Eka Rupa Dhyana, Umasahayam Parameshthinam Parameshwaram Prabhum. One's own Ishta Devata Prarthana. Ishvara grace is required. Ishvara Kripa is required. Ishvara Anugraha is required. Therefore, the seeker should worship, do Dhyanam on Ishta Devata for a length of time, for many years. Mantra, Japa,
ఆరాధన వి హ్యావ్ టు డూ దెన్ విత్ దోస్ స్టెప్స్ అనమాట. ఫర్ దాట్ ఓన్లీ ఇంద్రియ నిగ్రహం, శరీర స్థితి, ఇంద్రియ స్థితి, దెన్ కంట్రోల్ యువర్ ప్రాణ, ప్రాణస్థితి, మనస్థితి, బి కన్విన్స్డ్ వెన్ యు ఆర్ డూయింగ్ మెడిటేషన్ ఐఎమ్ రిలేటెడ్ ఓన్లీ టు గాడ్. మనస్థితి, దేశస్థితి, కాలస్థితి, శరీర స్థితి, ఆసన స్థితి, సాఫ్ట్ సీట్ యు హ్యావ్ టు శైలాజిన కుశోత్తరం, కేర్ ఆఫ్ 6th చాప్టర్ భగవద్గీత. అండ్ శరీర స్థితి, ఆసన స్థితి, మనస్థితి, ఇంద్రియ స్థితి, బుద్ధిస్థితి, ఆల్ యూ హ్యావ్ టు టేక్ కేర్ ఆఫ్. ఐఎమ్ రిలేటెడ్ ఓన్లీ టు భగవాన్, ఐఎమ్ ఎ డివోటీ. వెల్ ఐఎమ్ డూయింగ్ మెడిటేషన్, ఐఎమ్ నాట్ ఎ ఫాదర్ ఆర్ మదర్. ఆల్ రోల్స్ గివ్ వాట్ వరీ ఇన్ మెడిటేషన్. ఇఫ్ ఐ సిట్ యాజ్ ఎ మదర్ ఐఎమ్ మెడిటేటింగ్, వాట్ ఐ రిమెంబర్ మై సన్, ఐ రిమెంబర్ మై డాటర్. ఇఫ్ దే కమ్, వర్రీస్ ఆల్సో విల్ కమ్ అలాంగ్ విత్ దెమ్. వెన్ ఐఎమ్ డూయింగ్ మెడిటేషన్, వై హ్యావ్ టు సిట్ యాజ్ ఎ మదర్? వై హ్యావ్ టు సిట్ యాజ్ ఎ ఫాదర్? వై హ్యావ్ టు సిట్ యాజ్ ఎ అనదర్ రిలేషన్? వై హ్యావ్ టు కీప్? ఐఎమ్ జస్ట్ డివోటెడ్ టు ద లార్డ్. నన్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్ కమ్ ఇన్ మై పిక్చర్ హియర్. అట్లీస్ట్ ఇఫ్ యూ వాంట్ టు కీప్ రిలేషన్ ఓన్లీ, అసలు రిలేషనే ఇరగకూడదు. రిలేషన్ వచ్చిన వల్ల ఓన్లీ డివోటీ, ఐఎమ్ రిలేటెడ్ టు గాడ్. ఆర్ అనదర్ రిలేషన్ యూ కెన్ కీప్, ఐఎమ్ శిష్య రిలేషన్. యాజ్ ఎ శిష్య ఐ కెన్ మెడిటేట్. యాజ్ ఎ శిష్య ఐ మెడిటేట్, మై గురు ఓన్లీ కమ్, మై గురు టీచింగ్ ఓన్లీ విల్ కమ్. ద టీచింగ్ విల్ హెల్ప్ మీ. వాట్ ఎవర్ గురు సెడ్, ద వర్డ్స్ విల్ కమ్ ఇన్ మై మైండ్. ఐదర్ ఐఎమ్ ఏ డివోటెడ్ టు ద లార్డ్, ఐఎమ్ ఏ శిష్య, ఐ హ్యావ్ టు మెడిటేట్ ఆన్ మై ఇష్టదేవత. దెన్ యూ క్యాన్ వర్షిప్ దట్ లార్డ్ ఇన్ 8, 9, 10 వర్సెస్. స బ్రహ్మ స శివ, యువర్ ఇష్టదేవత ఓన్లీ ఈజ్ బ్రహ్మ, శివ, ఇంద్ర, విష్ణు, ప్రాణ, కాల, ఎవ్రీథింగ్. సహైవ సర్వం, అది విశ్వరూప ధ్యానం. లుక్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ యాజ్ భగవాన్. లుక్ ఎట్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ యాజ్ భగవాన్ ఇన్ ఎవ్రీ బీయింగ్. సర్వభూతం యచ్చ భవ్యం సనాతనం జ్ఞాత్వా మృత్యుమత్యేతి. ఇఫ్ యు సీ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ యాజ్ గాడ్. మస్థాని సర్వభూతాని నచమస్థాని భారత, కృష్ణ సేస్. సో మే యు సీ మీ ఇన్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్, దట్ ద లార్డ్ యు హ్యావ్ టు సీ ఇన్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్. దెన్ యు ఆర్ క్వాలిఫైడ్ టు డూ దిస్ 6th మంత్ర నిధిధ్యాసన ధ్యానం. హృత్పుండరీకం విరజం విశుద్ధం. ఇన్ యువర్ హార్ట్ యు రికగ్నైజ్ దట్ బ్రహ్మన్, దట్ ఈశ్వర ఈజ్ నన్ అదర్ దాన్ ద హోల్ క్రియేషన్. ఇన్ ద హోల్ క్రియేషన్ ఈజ్ నన్ అదర్ దాన్ కాన్షియస్నెస్. దట్ కాన్షియస్నెస్, సిన్స్ ఈశ్వర ఈజ్ ఆల్ పర్వేడింగ్, హీ మస్ట్ బి హియర్ ఆల్సో. వై హ్యావ్ టు గో వెరీ ఫార్ డిస్టెంట్ పిల్గ్రిమేజ్ సెంటర్స్, ఆశ్రమాస్? ఇంకే కడవుల్ ఇంకే ఇరుకంబోదు ఉళ్ళ. వై హ్యావ్ టు గో? వన్ డే యూ విల్ గెట్ ఆయాస అండ్ స్టాప్ గోయింగ్ హియర్ అండ్ దేర్ అండ్ స్టార్ట్ కమింగ్ టు క్లాస్. హృత్ పుండరీకం, ద టీచర్ టాక్స్, ఐ డోంట్ సెర్చ్ అవుట్ సైడ్. దట్ ఆత్మ, పరమాత్మ, హూమ్ యూ హ్యావ్ వర్షిప్డ్ అంటిల్ నౌ, హీఈస్ ఇన్ ద ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ ఆత్మస్వరూపం ఇన్ యువర్ హృదయం. పుండరీకం, ఇట్స్ లైక్ ఎ లోటస్ బర్డ్, వెన్ యూ పుట్ డౌన్ ఇన్ దట్ ద లోటస్ షేప్, అదికుళ్ళ అంత చిదాకాశ రూపేణ హీస్ అవైలబుల్. అచింత్యం, నాట్ థింకబుల్. మధ్యే విషదం విశోకం, ఇన్ హృదయ మధ్యస్థం హీఈస్ అవైలబుల్. ప్రశాంతం అమృతం, ఇస్ ట్రాంక్విల్ అమృతం, ఇమ్మోర్టల్ ఆత్మస్వరూపం. తథాది మధ్యాంత విహీనమేకం, బిగినింగ్లెస్, ఎండ్లెస్, దట్ ఆత్మస్వరూపం విభుం. చిదానందం అరూపం అద్భుతం, ఫామ్లెస్. ఫస్ట్ టేక్ అప్ ద ఫామ్, సీ ఆల్ ఫార్మ్స్ యాజ్ భగవాన్, దెన్ కమ్ టు నో హీస్ ఫార్మ్లెస్, డిఫార్మ్డ్. ఇన్న బి ఫార్మ్ ఎన్నో படிக்கிறான், நம்ம என்ன டீச் பண்ணுவோம், என்ன டி ஃபார்ம் கோர்ஸ் என்ன நல்லா இருக்கு இல்லையா? வாட் ஃபார் ட்ரான்ஸ் த ஃபார்ம் இஸ் கால் டிரான்ஸ்ஃபார்மேஷன். ஸோ வி ஆர் டிஃபார்மிங். வாட் கோர்ஸ் யூ ஆர் டூயிங் என்ன? ஐ ஆம் கோயிங் டு எ டிஃபார்மசி என்ன? டிஃபார்மசி என்ன? வாட் இஸ் டிஃபார்மசி? Deformacy is nothing but to recognize that formless God. Where is He? He is in my heart. How He looks? He has no form. That's a deform. Over. Then comes from 11th mantra to 14th mantra. beautiful creation part it comes. How to know this Brahman? This is the central teaching, that how to know that unthinkable consciousness, immortal, beginningless, endless, how to know? He says, Atmanam araniṁ kṛtvā pranamam ca uttarāraniṁ jnāna nirmathanam na churn. Enna churning? 11 to 12, na churning. That is called araniṁ. Arani enna? Mind of the student has to be churned. Who churns? Anna? The teacher will churn. With what? Anna? Shastram. With the Shastra words, teacher, the guru churns the student's mind, where all problems, worries are there. Churn, panni, 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 panni. There comes the butter, Atma Jnanam. Uttar Aranim, just as you churn from the Arani, wood, no, with the top Arani, the Shastra words are Uttar Arani. This mind is Adho Arani. The words are churning in there. Words, they cannot churn by themselves. The Guru must be there to churn, to communicate. That words will enter in the mind of the student, intellect. They does their job. What to do? They take care of. Penna pannanana, Guru vandhi ukkaranam, student vandhi ukkaranam. Appuram? Teaching irukkanum. 10, 11 to 12, vandhi sitting. You are looking at my face, I am looking at your face. Vandhachu jnana vanna. Enna vandhachu enna? Appadi ella varadappa. Teacher has to shout. Saha eva maya parimohitatma. What is the teaching? Now see that. He says from 12th mantra onwards, that Brahman maya parimohitaha atma. Ipa mantrathukku ella malli pona. அது ரெகுலர் கிளாஸ் ஆகிடும். ஐ வில் கிவ் த ஜிஸ்ட். ஓகே, ஃப்ரம் 11 டு 14, த டூ ரிஃப்ளெக்டிங் மீடியம்ஸ் ஆர் தேர், த எசன்ஸ் ஆஃப் தீஸ் மந்த்ராஸ். ரிஃப்ளெக்டிங் மீடியம் அட் மைக்ரோ லெவல் அண்ட் மேக்ரோ லெவல். வெஸ்டி ரிஃப்ளெக்டிங் மீடியம், சமஷ்டி ரிஃப்ளெக்டிங் மீடியம். தி ஷரீரத்ரயம், ஸ்தூல சூக்ஷ்மா காரண சரீரம் இஸ் மைக்ரோ லெவல் ரிஃப்ளெக்டிங் மீடியம். And macro level, again prapanchatrayam, Virat, Hiranyagarbha, Ishvara, adhi macro level. Vishwa, Taijasa, Pragna, Vyashti level. So RC, reflection, reflected consciousness, reflected medium, in the reflected consciousness, all these distortions, Brahman appears as though attributed, attributes of the self as though. நமக்கு உடனே டவுட் வரும், செல்ஃபுக்கு அட்ரிபியூட்ஸே இல்லையே, எப்படி வந்ததே அட்ரிபியூட்ஸ்? என்ன அட்ரிபியூட்ஸ்? ஆஸ் தோ தி பிரம்மன் அப்பியர்ஸ் ஆஸ் தோ இன் திஸ் பாடி. வை? மாயா பரிமோஹிதா என்டர்ஸ் இன் திஸ் பாடி மீடியம். இன்ஃபீரியர் அட்ரிபியூட்ஸ் பிலாங் டு வெஸ்டி மைக்ரோ, சுப்பீரியர் அட்ரிபியூட்ஸ் பிலாங் டு மேக்ரோ. What are they? Macro level attributes, micro level attributes of that Brahman. As though, okay, not real. Real enna povai pohadu. Consciousness with it, inferior attributes called nikrishta gunaha. Consciousness with superior attributes are called utkrishta gunaha. Consciousness with Utkrishta Gunaha are one, number one, Sarvagnatvam, omniscient, Ishvara, Sarvagnatvam, number one. What about Jiva, micro, Alpagnatvam? He knows very little. Our Sarvagnaha, even Alpagnaha. Then, சர்வேஸ்வரத்வம் ஆம்னிபொட்டன்ட் மேக்ரோ லெவல் த கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ் வித் சுப்பீரியர் அட்ரிபியூட்ஸ் ஆல் பர்வேடிங் சர்வேஸ்வரத்வம் சர்வேஸ்வரத்வம் மீன்ஸ் ஓவர் லார்ட்ஷிப் நம்பர் டூ அட் மேக்ரோ லெவல் ஆம்னிபொட்டன்ட் இவர் அல்பிபொட்டன்ட் ஜீவா மைக்ரோ லெவல் இன்ஃபீரியர் அட்ரிபியூட்ஸ் ஆர் He is having very limited power. And consciousness with the superior attributes, another is all-pervading Ishvara. Sarva-vyapakatvam. Namo alpa-vyapakatvam. We are not all-pervading, VST level, micro level. Not sarva-vyapakam, but alpa-vyapakam. Limited pervasiveness. Then, that Paramatma, macro level consciousness with superior attributes is Sarva Karma Phala Data, Ishvara. He is the giver of all results of our actions. Results of all actions, Data, is the Karma Phala Data. Here, what? Karma Phala Bhokta. This same consciousness in this body, consciousness with inferior attributes in this body is a bhokta. What? Sukha, dukkha. Va suparna sayuja sakhayau samane vrikshe parishasvajate tayor anyav pippalam swadu atti. We are all exhausting our punya, papa, prarabdha with pleasure and pain. Therefore, bhokta. And doing karta also, I am doing karma. Again, karta, kartrutvam, bhoktrutvam. அவர் அகர்த்தா அபோக்தா மேக்ரோ லெவல் அது சுப்பீரியர் இவர் இன்ஃபீரியர் தேர்ஃபோர் திஸ் கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ் வித் சுப்பீரியர் அட்ரிபியூட்ஸ் இஸ் கால்டு சுவாமி சுவாமி இவர் ஆசாமி என்ன தாசான்னு அர்த்தம் இஸ் திஸ் ஜீவா இஸ் தாசா கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ் வித் இன்ஃபீரியர் அட்ரிபியூட் இஸ் தாசா ஜீவாத்மா ஹேஸ் டு ரெக்கக்னைஸ் I am not connected to this body, mind, complex, medium. I am Paramatma only. Therefore, I will also become what? Swami, Swamini. So-and-so, Ananda. That is why every Swami, Swamini has got Ananda. Illa nennahu? Dukkha, Asami, Dasaha, Natham. So, wisdom means what now? Seeing Jiva, as attributeless consciousness is called wisdom. I recognize I am consciousness even though I am available in this body mind complex. I the jiva is not tainted or touched by these attributes. I am attributeless consciousness. Appadi purinjikanum with the attributes as though they are not really there. This is called wisdom, seeing the jiva as attributeless consciousness. Karanam, karanatvam status of Ishvara, karyatvam status of jiva, both are superficial. Our creator, I am creature. Our creator, I am creature. Okay. And the creator-creature status will be falsified. They are superficial, temporary. For that, he has given example. Just as this jiva, a person, individual, create that 13th mantra, Swapne sa jiva ha sukha dukkha bhokta. I, the waker, create my dream and enjoy the pleasure and I exhaust my pain in my dream. Who created? I am the creator of the dream. Who is the creature of the dream? I myself. That is in the sleep. In the dream time, I go to sleep and I get a dream. I create the dream. I am the creator of the dream. I cry in the dream as a creature. Neither I create pannita. Ama, I have forgotten. I have created the dream that I have forgotten, therefore I started screaming. Similarly, adhu oru kanavu, edhu swapnam. this jiva is also, now this vyavaharika jiva is also in drigdrishya viveka visa. Vyavaharika jivo yaha tadjagat vyavaharikam satyam pratyeti mithyeti manyate paramarthikaha. Paramarthika jiva, either consciousness recognize this body mind complex, vyavahara, mother, fatherhood, everything is another type of simple long dream. நிஜமாவா சுவாமினி? ஆமாம். அப்போது அது எப்படி ட்ரீமோ இது அப்படி தான் ட்ரீம். அது ட்ரீம்னு யாருக்கு தெரியறது? யுவர் ட்ரீம் இஸ் நோன் பை ட்ரீம் பை ஹூம்? மேக்கர், பை யூ ஓன்லி. சிமிலர்லி திஸ் வேக்கர் லைஃப் இஸ் ஆல்சோ எ ட்ரீம் அனி யூ வில் ரிகக்னைஸ் பை வேக்கிங் டு யுவர் ரியல் நேச்சர். வேக்கிங் டு யுவர் ரியல் நேச்சர், அனதர் மேக்கப், நாட் மேக்கப். ஓகே, மேக்கப்பில் தான் இருக்கும் இப்போ. இதெல்லாம் மேக்கப் தான். இந்த பாடி உடம்பு இசை மேக்கப். இந்த மேக்கப்லேருந்து அந்த மேக்கப்புக்கு போகணும். பாரமார்த்திக ஜீவாக அகம் அஸ்மி. ஸோ ஆல் தீஸ் டிஸ்டார்ஷன்ஸ் ஆர் டெம்பரரி டிஸ்டார்ஷன்ஸ். தே ஆர் நாட் ரியல். தேர் ஆல் சூப்பர்ஃபிஷியல் லைக் எ ட்ரீம். புனச்ச ஜென்மாந்தர கர்ம யோகா சயேவ ஜீவா ஸ்வபிதி ஸ்வபுத்தஹான். That jiva alone recognize I am consciousness. I am not connected to this body-mind complex. I recognize when? Not after leaving the body. In 11 and between 12 itself you recognize. While living in this body itself. What happened to your dream? Gone into you. Again you go to sleep, again you create. Similarly, this vyavaharika prapancha created by me, my eva sakalam, jatam, just like that, no? And mai sarvam pratishthitam, mai sarvam layam yati. I have created the dream, I enjoyed the dream, dream gone into me, this swapnam. Similarly, this vyavaharika body, mind, complex, whole jagat created by me, sustained by me, merged into me. Which me? Conscious. That's what. Puratraye kridati, all these three bodies, I am just playing. Kridati. It is sport for me, not worry at all. It is no more a problem. It is a leela. Adharam achintyam akhanda bodham. I am the adhara for this whole universe. This is the essence. That's why when in sleep, when musician sleeping, Pooja Swamiji gives one nice example. When musician is sleeping, என்ன ராகனில் வரும் ஸ்னோரிங்கு? ஆனந்த பைரவியில் வருமா, முகாரியில் வருமா, தோடி ராகனில் வருமா ஸ்னோரிங்? வென் ஹி ஸ்லீப்ஸ் நோ ராக, ஆல் ஆர் ஈக்குவல். அது மாதிரி ஒன்ஸ் யூ ரெக்கக்னைஸ் யுவர் பாரமார்த்திக லெவல், ஆல் தீஸ் முகாரி ஆனந்த பைரவி ராகம்ஸ்னா லைஃப்பில் ப்ராப்ளம்ஸ், அப் செட்டு செட்டப்பு ப்ராப்ளம் ஒன்றுமே கிடையாது. நோ ஸ்னோரிங் அட் ஆல், நோ டிஃப்ரெண்ட் ராகாஸ் இன் திஸ், ஒரே ஒரு ராகம். என்ன ராகம்? ஆனந்தம். நவ் ஃப்ரம் 15th வர்ஸ் இட்ஸ் ஓவர். ஏதஸ்மா ஜாயதே பிராணஹ வித் தட் கிரியேஷன் ஃப்ரம் 15th வர்ஸ் ஆன்வர்ட்ஸ் அப் டு 23 அத்தியாரோப அபவாத. சுவாமினி, சோ ஈஸிலி யூ ஹவ் செட், பட் ஹவு டு அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட்? ஸோ பிரம்மாஜி இஸ் ஃபர்தர் ஹி எக்ஸ்பிளைன்ஸ், இட் இஸ் சிம்பிள். Now this whole creation is apavada, adhyaropa, superimposition. Etasma jayate, from this consciousness alone, prana comes, manaha, indriyani, everything comes, all five elements come, and yat param brahma sarvatma vishvasayatanam. So in 15th mantra, creation point, pointed out, creation adhyaropa, superimposition. And 16th mantra, apavada, negation. That sukshma, sukshmatanam, nityam, tattvameva, tvameva, tat, mahavakya. That you are, that consciousness who created this body, mind, complex, all five elements is, you are that consciousness, mahavakya, all mahavakya mantras. That வாட்டருக்கு யூ கிவ் த வேவ் அப்ஜெக்டிவ், இட் இஸ் கால்ட் அத்தியாரோபா. யூ டேக் அவுட் தட் வேவ் ஹேஸ் கான், வாட் ரிமைன்ஸ்? water. That is apavada, negation. So wave comes, water, it will become again water. So therefore superimposition and apavada, negation. Then 17th mantra, aikya jnana phalam he gives. Jagrat swapna sushuptyadi prapancham yat prakashate. Because of whom this jagrat avastha, swapna avastha, all will come to manifest. That because of whom they are illumined. Aham brahma iti jnatva vimuchyate. I am that atmaswarupam. Aikya jnana phalam. I am the sakshi. Chinmatroham sadashivaha. 18th shloka. Vilakshanaha sakshi. I am the witnesser of body, mind, complex. Enna swami idella nijama namba mudiyalena. Study further, 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 you will understand. Sakshi. Then 19th mantra, he gives the stuti, glory of this knowledge. Maye vasakalam jatam, mai sarvam pratishthitam. Every day you have to do nididhyasana, this mantra. Everything has emerged from me only. Everything is sustained by me only. Everything merged into me, the consciousness. All forms, names, everything. In 20th shloka also, stuti and swarupam. Anoraniyan, mahato mahiyan. Mahanaham Vishwamaham Vichitram. I am eternal, I am ancient, I am Purushaha, Ishaha, Hiranmayaha, so many glories. Whose glories all are? My glories is Vamini. Anal Teriliye na. Terinjko. Then 21 also, Swarupa Stuti again. All are Namaswarupa Madhya Pesinirke. Apani Padam. I am handless. I am leg, footless, I am earsless, eyesless, everything. But as though, I am having as though all these things, attributes. Yashti, samashti are all in me. I am not in, they are all in me, I am not in them. They are in me. All parts are in the space. Since all parts are in the space, space as though in the part. 23 ಉಪಸಂಹಾರ ಮಂತ್ರ ಫಲಂ ಫೈನಲ್ 23 ದಿಸ್ ಮಸ್ಟ್ ಬಿ ನೋನ್ ವೇದ್ಯಃ ಹಿ ಸೇಸ್ ಏವಂ ವಿದಿತ್ವಾ ಪರಮಾತ್ಮ ರೂಪಂ ಗುಹಾಶಯಂ ಅದು ಪಾಕನು ಮಳ್ಳಿ ಗುಹಾಶಯಂ ಏವಂ ವಿದ್ವಾನ್ ಹೆಂಗೆಂಗೋ ತೇಡಕೂಡಾದು ಗುಹ ಆಶಯಂ ನಿಷ್ಕಳಂ ಅದ್ವಿತೀಯಂ ಸಮಸ್ತ ಸಾಕ್ಷಿ ಮೇ ಯು ರಿಕಗ್ನೈಸ್ ಹೀ ಈಸ್ ಇನ್ ಯುವರ್ ಓನ್ ಹಾರ್ಟ್ He is in your own heart or you are that? Your own statement. Na confuse pannidu appadiye. He is in your own heart or you are that? I am that. Very good. You have got a good 100 marks. Gold medal. Okay. Then 24 and 25. Suppose because of any obstacles I am not able to get this jnana in spite of listening. என்ன பண்ணு பாராயணம் பண்ணு என்ன கைவல்யோபனிஷத்து பாராயணமே பண்ணு இல்லைன்னா ஸ்ரீருத்ரம் பாராயணம் பை டூயிங் ஸ்ரீருத்ர பாராயணம் இஃப் யூ ஆர் எ சகுண பக்தா ஸ்டில் யூ கேன் டூ ஸ்ரீருத்ர பாராயணம் ஆர் இஃப் யூ ஹாவ் எனி டவுட்ஸ் ஸ்டில் எவ்ரிடே கைவல்யோபனிஷத்து கண்டாபாட்டம் பண்ணுங்க எவ்ரிடே கைவல்யோபனிஷத் ரீட் ஃப்ரம் பிகினிங் டு டில் எண்ட் திஸ் இஸ் ஈக்குவல் டு ஸ்ரீருத்ர பாராயணம் ஐ வில் டெல் யூ You can. If you don't know Sri Rudra now, you need not struggle to study Sri Rudra. Anga enga thedi odi ponu. Indha mantras ellame daily padicha adu equal to Sri Rudra. These mantras. So, Kaivalya Upanishad Parayanam is very good. By this Parayanam, all obstacles will go away. And once the obstacles removed, again whatever you have already received the teaching, just it will be clear. கிறிஸ்டல் கிளியர் புதுசாக வரப்போகிறது ஒன்றும் கிடையாது அந்த ஆப்ஸ்டிக்கல்ஸ் ஓன்லினா தெரதீயக ராதான் த கர்டன் இஸ் ரிமூவ்ட் அஜ்ஞானம் அந்த சம்சயாஸ் ஆல் இமோஷனல் ப்ராப்ளம்ஸ் எல் பி ரிமூவ்ட் தென் யூ அன் ரிகக்னைஸ் யூ ஆர் தட் பிரம்மன் ஸோ யூ ஹட் கன்க்ளூட் வித் சாந்தி பாட்டா எகெயின் ஸோ ஹூ எவர் ஸ்டடி கைவல்யோபனிஷத் தே வில் கெட் கைவல்யம் முக்தி வாட் இஸ் முக்தி கைவல்யம்னு ரிகக்னைசிங் அகம் பிரம்ம அஸ்மி வென் வை லிவிங் வேர் இன் திஸ் பாடி வென் நவ் ஹியர் இட் செல்ஃப் அகம் பிரம்ம அஸ்மி. ஹே அகம், லவுடா சொல்லுங்க, அகம் பிரம்ம அஸ்மி, அகம் பிரம்ம அஸ்மி. பத்ரம் கரிணே விஸ்ருணயாம தேவாஹ, பத்ரம் பஷ்யே மாக்ஷபிர்யஜத்ராஹ, ஸ்திரைரங்கை சஸ்தனூபிஹ வ்யஷேம தேவஹிதம் யதாயுஹ, ஸ்வஸ்தி ந இந்திரோ வ்ருத்தஶ்ரவாஹ, ஸ்வஸ்தி ந பூஷா விஸ்வமேதாஹ, ஸ்வஸ்தி நஸ்தார்க்ஷோ அரிஷ்டநேமிஹ, ஸ்வஸ்தி நோ ப்ருஹஸ்பதிர் ததாது. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்திஹ. இம்பார்ட்டண்ட் மந்த்ராஸ் 4, 12, 14, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23. All these are important mantras. All are important. The most important. பூர்ணமதஃ பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்யதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்திஹ. ஹரிஹ ஓம். ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹ ஓம்.